This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Brazil's death toll from COVID-19 is expected to pass 500,000 on Saturday, as experts warn the world's second deadliest outbreak may worsen due to delayed vaccination and the government's refusal to back social distancing measures. Only 11% of Brazilians have been fully vaccinated, and epidemiologists warn that with winter arriving in the southern hemisphere and new variants of coronavirus circulating, deaths will continue to mount even if immunizations gain steam. Brazil has registered almost 500,000 deaths from nearly 18 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, according to Health Ministry data on Friday, the worst official death toll outside the United States. Over the past week, Brazil has averaged 2,000 deaths per day. Exiled opposition groups on Saturday hailed a, quote, boycott of Iran's presidential polls won by a hardliner accused of serial rights violations, claiming authorities exaggerated even historically low official turnout numbers. Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi won almost 62% of the vote in Friday's election, Iranian authorities said, giving turnout as 49%. Opposition groups based abroad had urged a boycott of the poll, which was held after the most prominent rivals to Raisi were either disqualified in pre-election vetting or withdrew. One group believes the actual turnout was 10%, based on reports from 1,200 witnesses in 400 Iranian cities and more than 3,500 video clips from polling stations. However, it did not say how the figure had been calculated. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani replaced two top ministers charged with managing the country's faltering security Saturday as the Taliban continues to capture new territory in fierce battles with government forces. The shakeup of the defense and interior ministry position comes as violence surges and peace talks remain deadlocked, with the Taliban claiming to have seized more than 40 districts in recent weeks across the rugged countryside. The latest cabinet change must be approved by parliament, and it comes with violence increasing since early May after the U.S. military began the formal withdrawal of its last remaining troops. U.S. President Joe Biden has set September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the attacks in the United States that led to the invasion of Afghanistan, as the deadline to withdraw American soldiers. Since the Pentagon commenced the final withdrawal on May 1st, the Taliban have unleashed a wave of attacks targeting government forces. The Defense Ministry confirmed Saturday government troops had retreated from several Afghani districts, but said they aimed to take them back. A Hong Kong court ordered the top editor of a pro-democracy newspaper, Apple Daily, and the head of its parent company held without bail Saturday in the first hearing since their arrest 2 days ago under the city's national security law. The chief editor and CEO have been charged with collusion with a foreign country to endanger national security in a case widely seen as an attack on press freedom in a semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Three others, also arrested Thursday, have not been charged yet and were released on bail late Friday pending further investigation. The Apple Daily has long been one of the most outspoken defenders of civil liberties in Hong Kong. It supported massive protests demanding more democracy in 2019 and has criticized the subsequent crackdown, including the enactment of a national security law last year. The latest arrest marks one of the first time journalists have been targeted under the new law. And the airport in China's southern city of Shenzhen canceled hundreds of flights and tightened entry controls Saturday after a single restaurant employee tested positive for the Delta coronavirus variant. Shenzhen Airport says anyone entering the facility must show a negative virus test from the last 48 hours. City health officials said a 21-year-old waitress at Shenzhen's airport has been infected with the Delta variant of the virus. Shenzhen is a mainland Chinese city neighboring Hong Kong. It's home to some of Asia's biggest tech companies, including telecoms equipment maker Huawei and gaming giant Tencent. Nearly 400 flights to and from the airport were canceled Friday, data from flight tracker Variant Flight showed. Dozens of flights scheduled for Saturday morning were also dropped. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.